Now, John Tyndall, British, addressed the British Association in 1856, and we talked about old things and new things, and light pipes is used in modern terminology, modern technology, but in fact he spoke about them in 1856. So he had this idea of using mirrors to guide the light through the building. And this is done fairly commonly today. This is a light scoop, which takes in light and goes into the building and down again, indirect. Instead of just beaming straight in, it actually gets deflected into the building in a pathway. And here's the light scoop for... Anybody going to take a guess here? Didn't take long for the guess, yes, okay. Light scoop for the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank in Hong Kong. I saw this building at the 23rd level when I was there, but I'm going again in November, so hopefully I will see the complete thing. Sound, I won't spend a lot of time on this. The same argument is about sound, how we listen to things. Now, the critical thing here, speech, of course. Speech is a bit easier. Music, very difficult. And composers like Wagner designed opera houses to shape the sound in the space much better. And people in the later times, the last century, 1952, was the Berlin Philharmonic Concert Hall. Anybody from Berlin, Germany? Yeah. Nope. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra here, very world-famous orchestra, and wonderful surroundings for bouncing the sound round. So just like taking light into the building, how do you distribute the sound? This is the sound source. How you bounce it round the building, again, depends on the shape of the building. It depends on the materials. In concert halls, wood, plaster are very important. Okay. Same principle. Centre Pompidou in Paris was notable because in 1976 this building, and notable for putting the structure, the pipes, the services on the outside of the building. Before, we used to disguise them, hide them. This was saying, why hide them? You can use this as part of your architectural expression. And there was the site in Paris for the new Institute for Research Coordination Acoustics and Music, and I show you this because it led to the design of music spaces, which are rather different. This open space where you don't have recognized seating, you take your own cushion or box or something, and you can alter the size of the space, and you can alter the texture of the walls. These can be actually tuned. As you can see here, you can turn these elements round and they can either be soft and absorb the sound, or they can be hard and reflect the sound. Okay. We have a friend from France. Do you like the building? You like it? Yes, yes. And the social, of course, it's created a great social life around Centre Beaubourg, isn't it? A lot of activities going on, people visiting and so on. So now, the last part of the lecture, some innovations, the use of glass to actually direct sound into buildings. You can see this glass here has got all these little shapes inside which help you to select the sunlight which you need and the sunlight that you don't need. When it's in summer, closes off. When it's in winter, it lets more light in. These windows here let the air move through the glass. They're pieces of glass like this, but instead of the air just being static, the air actually moves through. And by doing that, you actually save an enormous amount of energy. And that really is very important. Likewise, this floor system also saves energy. You don't have any heating or cooling. You take outside air, run it round the building, and you tune the mass of the building and the air supply to cover most of your environmental conditions. If it got very cold or very hot, you could then put a bit of heating or cooling in. But most of the year, these buildings run on their own. They're actually fully passive buildings. There's an example of the floor. Types of glass. all sorts of glass nowadays. Glass is getting quite complex. You can put things in the middle of the glass to increase reflection. You can have elements. You can have electrical glass, electrochromic glass, alter the voltage, and you can alter the transparency across the glass.